Hello and welcome to the 215 Workman's Podcast. My name is Brother Robert Reynolds. I'm from KJBRD Radio Ministries in Lipa City, Batangas, Philippines. This is the podcast of myself and Brother Landon Dunn, and appreciate y'all being with us today to hear this message that we have for you. We pray that it's a blessing to you and a help to you, and pray it helps you learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. All right, so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to continue on with the series, The Church, Which Is His Body. Right, and this is part six. And in the last podcast, well, you know, what we're doing, you know, in this series is we're asking seven questions about the church, which is his body. Right? And in the last podcast, we asked about, you know, what are the purposes of this church, right? And so today the question is this. Question number six. Who are the leaders of this church? All right, so go with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And we'll read verses 19 to 23. Ephesians 1, verses 19 to 23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. All right, so now let's go to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23. Well, let's read 22 also with this. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. All right, so now, these verses, they teach that there is only one head of the body of Christ, the church. It is not a pastor. It is not a preacher, not an evangelist, not a local church member. The head of the church, the body of Christ, is Jesus Christ and him alone. Now, on earth, God gave to the body of Christ certain men as gifts, okay, and they are found in Ephesians 4, so let's go there. Ephesians 4, and we'll read verses 10 to 13. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So, these men who God gave to the church as gifts, they were given by God for the perfecting of the saints, for the works of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. And by the way, you know, we as the body of Christ, right, we need to edify one another. You know, and you'll see that in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12 and 26, and then Romans 14, 19, and 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11. You know, we're supposed to be of a help, you know, and help each other to grow in the Lord. All right. And, you know, there's a lot of arguing and fighting and name calling and all this other, you know, that does not edify. But anyway, these leaders are listed as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But today, there are no apostles. There's no apostolic ministry, no sign gifts, and this has been since the close of the Acts period, and this is when a remnant of Israel was being called out according to the election of grace. Now let's go to Romans 11. Romans 11, and we'll read verses 1 to 6. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. So, why, with that being said there, why is it that there's so many that say that God is through with Israel? Why are there some that say that the church, the body of Christ, has replaced Israel, and now the church is spiritual Israel? All right, let's read verse 2 again. God had not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And then verse 6, and if by grace, then is it no more of works? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace? Otherwise, work is no more work. Now, let me zoom in there, and I'm going to write here
All right, so who are the leaders of this church? The head is Christ only. All right, now, God gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. To the body of Christ. As gifts. But today, after the close of Acts, there are no more apostles. All right, so now you have, all right, let's look at the Pauline epistles. All right, you have, let me see, let me erase this here. Pauline epistles. Pauline epistles, which are Romans to Philemon. All right. Romans to Philemon. Now, you have Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians 1 and 2 Thessalonians. All right, these here, they are Acts period epistles, okay? And they have mention of sign gifts, going to the Jew first, etc. All right, then you have, it's really bad being left-handed and trying to write on a whiteboard. You smear it, so I want to apologize for that. All right, then you have Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. All right, these here are post-Acts epistles. Okay? No sign gifts. No going to the Jew first.
All right, so why is it that there's a teaching here about going to the Jew first, and they even have a going to the Jew first conference. We don't go to the Jew first. All right, we go where God sends us. Okay? Now, missionaries. Missionaries today should be very careful when basing their ministries on Acts 13, verses 1 to 4. All right, let's look at that. Acts 13, verses 1 to 4. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manion, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. All right, so it's very dangerous for missionaries to base their ministry off of those verses, right? Because they're not apostles. But Paul and Barnabas were. Right? And also too, I have been told this, that in order to be a missionary, or in order to be an evangelist or whatever ministry, you have to have a sending church. And they use those verses there to say that. I come here to the Philippines to do ministry. I had no sending church. I had no sending pastor. But I did what I believed that the Lord wanted me to do, despite not having all of that. And then I go around to these churches here in the Philippines, and I preach and all this. And before the service, they have me fill out this card about, information about myself, so the pastor knows what to say. When they introduce me, they always ask for a sending church, and I'd leave it blank, and they would come to me and say, "Oh, you don't have a sending church? You don't have a sending pastor?" "No, I don't." "Oh, but you must have a sending church." And then they use Acts 13 there. But look at verse 4. Look who sends Paul and Barnabas out. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So it is the Holy Ghost that sent Paul and Barnabas out, not the church. The church just obeyed the Holy Ghost. Amen. So now, the prophets of Ephesians 4 were necessary for the body of Christ before the completion of the New Testament canon. But there are no prophets today. You know, we have the completed revelations of God, right? They're inspired and preserved scriptures in the King James Bible. Amen. Look at Psalms 12. Psalms 12, verses 6 and 7. Let me highlight that there for you. All right. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation for ever. God's words are preserved. They're kept. All right, now look at 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All right, so while we're on the Word of God, right, look at that word there, inspiration. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All right, a lot will say that inspiration means God breathed. But that's only partial. It's not only about God breathing, but it's about what He breathed also. Okay, so if you break that word down, you have in, I-N. So God breathed in. Okay, and then you have S-P-I-R, Spirit. So God breathed His Spirit in. And then you have A-T-I-O-N, which shows the action of breathing. So God breathed His Spirit into His Word, the King James Bible. Amen. So, if we study the book God gave us, the King James Bible, and we walk by faith and not by sight, then God will accomplish His will in us. Amen. Now, There is no universal, worldwide church recognized in Scripture with any earthly, physical authority. Did you catch that? No physical authority. There is a church that certainly tries to do that. It's a church state. There are, you know, in the Baptist realm, there are pastors that they think that they have authority. You know, you listen to me, I'm your pastor. But it don't work that way. The man, the husband, the dad, is the head of his home, and he makes the decisions for his family. Not a pastor. And there's only one head of the church, the body of Christ, and that is Jesus Christ himself. Amen. All right. Thank you so very much for being with us today. Thank you for your prayers for us, our families, our ministries.